What's up, y'all? What's good? This is Lara coming back with another podcast episode of 5 Minutes to Spare. Clap it up for 5 Minutes to Spare on another episode. We are on episode 7 of the podcast. Thank you for everybody who has waited for me to come back with another episode. Thank you for everybody taking the time to listen to all the episodes you've listened to so far. This is the 5 Minutes to Spare remix version of the podcast. This is the first episode where we are remixing it up. We're not just doing 5 minutes in this episode. We're going exclusive. We're going more extended version. Please do catch all of the content for any type of exclusive footage on my Patreon page. It's patreon.com/LaRayTheMrs. And go stream. Are you down? It's on my YouTube channel, LaRay Reacts TV. Go stream it up. Thank you for everybody who has been streaming it so far. We've gotten it to 200 and something views. We want to keep it up, keep it going, so I can continue to make this good music for you guys. Mixtape is coming soon. More music is coming soon. Stay tuned. And go listen to 5 Minutes to Spare. Let's get those plays up so I can continue to give you guys what you need. And it's only $5 a month to sign up for the subscription with Patreon. So please keep that in mind. It's not expensive, but that is the only way that I am posting my exclusive extended content version of the remix to 5 Minutes to Spare podcast. So please do not miss it. All right, let's get straight into it, guys. Y'all know I do not like to waste a lot of time. All right. So what we are doing today is a Q&A with LaRay. We're going to play a game. Y'all wonder what the game is, don't you? Don't you? Well, I made it up myself. It's called 5 Questions with LaRay. Can you guess why it's 5 instead of 7 or 10? Well, the person on the other side of this camera said she can't ask me no more than 5 questions because she ain't got all day either. And I know how hard it is to try to get something done real quick and somebody would take all their time, would take all their days and time. So that's why I made 5 minutes to spare, because I ain't got all day either to be telling y'all what I got to say. Now, let's get into it. So I have a question coming from the audience. What's your first question? What's your first question for LaRay?
Good afternoon, Miss LaRay. I have a question for you.
What's that? What's that? What's your question?
My question is, I'm trying to go into my own business, and I'm trying to get to the point where I answer questions that would be important for me to answer in order to critique my business. So my first question is, how to come up with the name of a company and what strategies to use?
Good question. Good question first from the audience. Thank you. So how do you come up with the brand name for your business? Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to see what is true to you. I live with a purpose. So for me, I always try to figure out what is the purpose of my brand? What is the purpose of my business? And then I think about what is the theme of my business that will carry out the purpose of my business. So I'll give an example with, actually, I did not write that down. So the first step you're going to do is you're going to identify what is the purpose of your business. All right. That's the first step. Okay. The second step is you're going to figure out how to incorporate the purpose with your brand. So what is the theme that you're going to go with that's going to incorporate your purpose with your brand? So, two things so far. Purpose, theme, make them connect. That's how you first come up with your brand. Because why? Well, the first thing is you want to go by impact, right? So keyword here is impact. You may want to make dollar signs at first. Let's be real. We all want to make dollar signs at first. But you are not doing this just for yourself. You're not doing this just for money. In order to get the money, it has to come from the customer. So always make sure you are keeping the customer in mind when you are creating your brand as well. because that is a brand that is going to have to be true to your customer, to your audience, to your client. For instance, 5 minutes to spare. I know that my audience does not like to sit and watch my content for 30 minutes to an hour sometimes. So I give them 5 minutes. I know that most of my audience are musical artists. I know that they are brand content creators. They are business owners. So they don't have time to sit around. So I know that that's my audience, and therefore I'm creating my brand based around that. Next question. This is getting good, y'all. Y'all like that answer. I know y'all like that answer. Take that down. Take some notes.
My targeted audience. I think you kind of touched on that a little bit.
Let's go deeper into that.
Okay.
So the question was, how do you figure out your targeted audience? Okay. I kind of wanted to get into that, but I kind of figured you might have a question. See, I can gauge my audience. So your targeted audience, how you figure that out is you figure out who are you? Right? Because the brand has to be true to you. In order for you to carry this out and be consistent and keep it going, you have to figure out what relates to you. So, for instance, I have an anxiety podcast. So my audience are going to be people who may suffer with anxiety, who want to promote mental health awareness, who may be suffering with trauma, depression. Right. And so I'm making my product based around that. Your targeted audience could also be based on gender, your age group, because you're going to make your product based to appeal to that audience, the location. And some of these things you may not find out until you actually drop your product, because sometimes, you know, until you start seeing who's buying my product, where are they buying my product from? This is setting you up for future business endeavors too, because that'll let you know where do you want your first, flagship store. And this is really for any business with a product, but we're more specifically talking about candles. So you also want to look at what your target audience looks for. So sometimes social media can be a great way to get that intel. And you just kind of look at different profiles that have that setup where you can look and see, okay, this is the type of content I'm seeing them put on their page. So they are going to be my audience that is going to like this type of candle, because I can tell that they like luxury things. If you see a lot of cars, a lot of nice things, that means that they probably like a nice candle that's luxurious, that has deep, rich scents to it. Am I going too fast? Okay, because I know I talk fast. And you have the labeling, your branding, your packaging has to have the proper font on it to appeal to that type of audience. So that is, now if you don't have a social media set up just yet where it's booming, you can also get it from who do you want to target, right? So say, for instance, you have a celebrity who inspires you, let's be real, because they could also be the one to promote your brand, and you want to use them as your way to tell, okay, is this product good for this audience? Give me a second. I've been talking a lot. Cheers to everybody out there. But so then you pay attention to them. Go to YouTube, get some free game. Look at, okay, how do they dress? If they show you the inside of their home, what does the inside of their home look like? Do they have a color theme in their home? Because if this is for a candle, they're more than likely going to sit that candle in their home. What type of furniture do they have? Because you want your candle to feel like it fits right in with whatever their life consists of. You want it to feel like a lifestyle, because you're trying to create a movement, not just a product. That's key. Make sure you're creating a movement, not just a product. We'll get more into that in the next episode. So let me write that down for you guys. You're paying attention to what they like. How they relate to you. And how they like certain things. So that's the answer to that question. Next question.
How do I figure out what kind of candle to do my audience that my audience likes?
I think I kind of answered that, but to go a little deeper, you can also look to see who else is your competitor out there, and if you're anybody that you may look to for influence or your audience may gravitate towards, what kind of candles are they making? Because you also want to always be ahead of your competition. So you don't want to compete in a sense where you do everything based off of what they have going on, but you want to always be aware of what the competition is. So if you, sometimes it's going to just happen randomly. You're going to be watching something someday and somebody's going to mention a candle, or you're going to see it in their house or something. You may be watching on YouTube maybe, but once you do get that intel, write it down, because that's who you want to look at. You also want to look at your competitors, and you more than likely can just Google this, candles that celebrities have bought from different companies, kind of research what kind of candles those folks are making, use it as your basis, but add your own, as I like to call, your own twang to it. So to answer that question, pay attention to your competition and how that correlates with the direction you're trying to go in with your business. And sometimes you really can just, hope you guys can see that. Sometimes you can just go off of what is trending. What kind of candle is trending right now, right? That everybody is into. It might be a linen candle. It may be a lavender candle. But I say purpose because sometimes you want to make your product based on what your purpose is, what type of impact you're trying to make. But this is not your company. You founded it, but the people who buy from you is who owns the company for real. Because if they don't buy, then you ain't got no company. Next question.
How to promote candles?
There are so many ways to promote candles. Of course, social media. The biggest, best way, because candles are more so of a product than a service, you want to use as many pictures and videos as possible. So Instagram, of course, is the best way. We'll get into ways to promote on Instagram a little later, but that's one way you can promote. YouTube is a good way. However, with candles, YouTube has become more of a platform for videos with information, with content included. And so if you just take a video of your candles, that may not be appealing. And what you want to do is, if you're going to use the social media, make sure it's going to work for you and your brand and your business. Otherwise, don't use it. So for YouTube, if you wanted to use it, I would say maybe start conversations with your candle company on different tips on candle making, different tips on how to do this and how to do that. That's what people are interested in, how to start a candle business, how to come up with your best fragrance. And you'll get all of that intel for you to be able to do what you need to do in order to create those videos just from experience. I mean, like I'm doing an embroidery series right now. Go on my Patreon, patreon.com/ Lyra the Missus, only $5 a month. But that's where my first part of that series is located. And basically, because I'm coming out with my own clothing brand, I am using embroidery to put my designs on there, and I'm learning how to embroider, but I'm also gaining more intel and sharing it with my people, which is another impactful thing because you're giving them value. If somebody wants to start their own clothing brand or to do their own designs, that gives them that. If somebody wants to start a candle business, you can inspire somebody to do that, which gives you more of an audience because that's who they're going to watch. You are going to be who they are going to watch when they are trying to get their candle business going. And some people really don't like sharing information. They feel like they're losing something out of it all. But to me, if you share information, you are now the guru on that subject matter. You are the guru on that product, which gives you even more opportunity to sell. You could sell a book on how to make a candle. But we're going a little too deep. But that is how I would utilize YouTube. Now, I would utilize Facebook, no longer of the times. Nobody likes it. They're even turning it into the meta world because Facebook has just become that dry. So I won't even offer up Facebook to you. Twitter is okay, but I think Twitter is something you get later on down the road when people really actually care about what your candle business thinks. Then you can use that as like facts or tips or whatever, but really Twitter is not it. So I would say stick to Instagram, stick to YouTube. Creating your own website is going to be the biggest thing, and having an emailing list, because that is how you're going to be able to stay in touch and create a revolving door of customers. And you also want a platform that allows you to advertise your product when you feel like it, not when the platform that you put it on feels like it, because there are algorithms with social media. And unless you know what how to figure out an algorithm, and I ain't finna get ready to get up here and there and try, you run the risk of trying to advertise your product and you don't have the algorithm correct to where it can be seen by a whole bunch of people. So you want to stay away from stuff like that. Create your own website. You can do it through Shopify. I think that's a great way to do it, because Shopify will let you put their product on their sites. Etsy is a good one. They actually sell those type of products. So Etsy is a good site. Just finding those different loopholes for constantly putting your product out there. I would even try to get deals with Amazon, because Amazon is a big e-commerce website, and people do sell their stuff on there. So I would say that's a good step.
About magazine companies?
I think magazine is good, but that's not really considered social media. So we could get into that with another episode. But I think magazines are really good because people are still buying magazines, and people put them in their businesses, in their homes. So you want to have something that basically whatever you can find to advertise your business through, find it. Your biggest solution to social media is research, though, because there are a lot of things you have to research with different sites. Like times of day when you should post your product, what days are best to post your product, editing your content to put out there on those sites. Even if you do a magazine, what magazine are you best to partner with? How do you get in that magazine? What type of content do you have? What type of pictures? All types of stuff. But identifying which ones are best for you, to me, is the best. Like for me, the best platform, I'm pretty much on every platform, but my best platforms for me are Anchor, because I get to distribute out all my content, the audio version of it. And then I would say Patreon, because I get to sell my content and get my supporters to be very in tune with me. So that's something you may want to start too when you start getting on Instagram and YouTube, is Patreon, because if you're giving out those how-tos and those tips to help somebody start a business, that's value that they would be potentially willing to pay for. But those are my two favorite, but I use every platform. I mean, I don't think you should ever limit yourself. There's just certain times in your business development process that you should use them. Anything else?
Good information.
Is that all?
Question number 5.
All right, last question, y'all. Then we out of this piece.
Mm-hmm. What kind of advertising questions to use?
What type of advertising questions to use? Or tools, methods?
Questions.
What kind of advertising questions to use? I'm going to just rephrase your question for you. What kind of advertising methods to use? We just went over that, though, in a sense. We talked about social media. But there are certain things that you have to do, and I'll give just a few tips, and then we can end it out so that I'm not giving too much information, because we'll do a social media series as well, and you'll get all of that. But one of the things you have to do with social media is be consistent. If you do not put something out every day, at least more than once or twice a day, then you are not going to reach an audience. You are not going to build a following, and that is your audience. So people always want to see things. If not, then you are unfortunately easily forgotten. And that's just the way it goes. Attention spans are not as long as they used to be. So always make sure you have consistent content. Make sure that you're finding different ways consistently to gravitate your audience. And of course, take an intel. Do they gravitate more to your pictures? you can tell that by how many likes you get. Or do they gravitate more towards your videos? That's based on views and likes. And if you start noticing that your pictures are more so because you have a product, video or picture could sell your product because the product sells itself. Then I would just put out whichever form of way of putting your content out to be. If it's pictures, put the pictures out. Like I said, let your company, let your customers run your company. And another thing is you want to tag people because you want as many eyes on this product as possible. So if you have a favorite celebrity, tag their social media page. If you want to get the candle in their hands, tag them. If they end up liking your picture, DM them immediately. Do not wait. Start a conversation and try to get the product in their hands. If it is free, it does not matter. Value does not always come in the form of a dollar sign. It can simply come from them taking a picture, putting it on their page, and now you have more customers. So that's why you tag people on all of your posts on social media. You hashtag the post with different hashtags because although you want to attract that celebrity or that well-known individual that could get your product big, there are also people out here who actually buy the product. So you want to get your product in front of them as well. So the hashtag is for that. And so with that, you're just hashtagging different things that relate to that post. So that way, when people search that type of stuff on that platform, your stuff, the more you post, it will start coming up automatically. And then that will get people invested in you as well. You want to use that as a networking tool. Partnership tool, you know, reaching out to other fellow candle business owners. That's something I want to touch bases on, and then we're going to end this out. What I've noticed about different business owners is there's not a lot of partnership going on. It's a lot more of, I feel like if I partner with this company that is doing the same thing I'm doing or similar, I'm going to lose out. But if you know that you are one of one, then there's no reason why you should feel like another company could take you out if you partner and collaborate. It only makes sense to collaborate and partner with a brand that is similar or just like yours because it just makes sense. And you both can bring awareness to both of your brands. So instead of you thinking, oh, I'm going to stay over here in my world and not partner with this fellow in my world podcaster, then I will lose if I don't stay in my lane. No, I would win by going over there in their lane because I can gravitate their audience to mine and they can gravitate their audience to me. So to me, why not collaborate? Why not partner? If you have a candle business, why not partner with another candle business owner? They could give you new ideas. They could get you connected to different distributors, different platforms that you never had a engagement with or connection to. So it's okay to partner with people in the same industry. I think people shy away from that, but it's not a conflict of interest. That's what they want to tell you. But if you partner in the beginning, you really can see a growth out of that. So put that on your list, partnership and collaboration. If you don't learn how to do that, you will find it harder to get your product out there. Okay? All right, so clap it up for episode 7, but this is the first episode of 5 Minutes to Spare podcast of the remix version. This is the long extended exclusive version of my content. Of course, you can still get all of my content, my just 5 minutes content on my YouTube. Anything beyond 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I'll say, it's more than likely going on my Patreon. And so again, go subscribe to the Patreon, guys. You can't see the content, the exclusive content, good information like this until you subscribe. It's only $5 a month. And the link is patreon.com/LaRayTheMrs. Go stream Are You Down? Again, thank you to everybody who has done it. Go stream it on YouTube. On my channel is LaRay Reacts TV. Go listen to the audio version. I will still be putting out audio version for anyone who is just riding down the road, working out, just want to hear something positive or uplifting or informational. Please go on to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify and just type in Miss LaRay or LaRay and you will find it up there. 5 minutes to spare. All right, clap it up for you guys. You, and you. Thank you for all of the questions. I gave you all of the answers. Now go out there and do something great with yourselves. Woo. And don't be making no excuses. Because I said it ain't no barriers in 2022. No barriers allowed. Bye. That was good. That was good.
It was.
I enjoyed it, too. It was like... was. I don't even think it was maybe 20 minutes. Stuff like that don't even take long to do, too. That's what I like about it.
Forest here.
And it looks good.
Good to go. Be safe.
You make your faces and everything.
How are you trying to be funny? People want something to laugh at.
Oh, they saw you fixing your hair.
That part right there.
Oh, you can fix.
I used to think you're supposed to edit those parts out. That's the part that people like.
Oh, they like that part.
They like seeing you set yourself up because it's funny. That's why they like it.
Yeah.
And then it gives you a little intro to your video. Yeah. See? They're like, damn, that girl crazy. What else she gonna talk about? Her crazy ass. What's she gonna say? That's what it is.
Do this and we just came up in here and did it. Girl.
Tell me you wouldn't keep looking at this just because of this right here. You like, what are they getting ready for?
It hasn't been weeks, but it's been days.
How many weeks?
I said it hasn't been weeks, it's been days.
I'm keeping all of this in here.
Help yourself. Damn, I just had it.
The people on YouTube, they be doing this every time.
What?
Adjusting their camera. If in the middle of the video, they'll adjust their headphones or their camera. They'll be taking that mess out.
They inside it over.
And it'd be so funny. Okay, hurry up.
What?
Okay. You ready?
Cause that's how it be. That's why people go laugh, cause it's real. Sometimes it must be getting on your nerves.
Get straight.